on the phone line with us to take a look at the marketplace is Jackie Vakes from Stewart Peterson from right here in Champaign County. Good afternoon to you, Jackie.
Okay.
Let's talk about the marketplace just a bit, Jackie. We're searching for some direction, it appears, in particularly because the December report has changed, not really changed the yield number, may not really change the yield number, I guess. What do you think of this corn market at the moment?
Well, I think it's lethargic. I think it's lethargic and kind of weak and anemic. You know, it really doesn't have any good reason. You know, there's just nothing there that's directing it other than to say that we have, you know, a very large crop and potential for a larger crop. And so until we either get some new export business, we see China step forward and buy some more corn, you know, I think it's just going to continue to trade a range and possibly lay around and do not much of anything until we get through that. Either December changes the yield number, which I left a message for USDA but haven't heard back from them, and or we have to go all the way to the January report.
And does it usually change in December? I think probably not.
No. Normally in a regular year, you would not see them make that kind of change. Now, I don't know if there might be an exception because we didn't have an October report, but I'll find out and I'll let you know.
And then, of course, we have things happening in Washington, D.C. with the Farm Bill.
Oh, yeah, let's hope that this is for real ones. You know, they're saying that they're very getting very close, and they hope that maybe by this Saturday they could have it out of committee and on to the powers to be, and perhaps even passed by the 13th of December, which is when the Christmas break starts. So, you know, there's still a lot of strong issues like cotton subsidies, income means testing for crop insurance payments. You know, that's a big sticking point, as well as limitations on payments. So we'll see if they can get it hammered out. I think there'll be a lot of people in D.C. this week that don't have a lot of sleep.
We could talk more about the futures, but I'm more interested in what else is happening. Heard about any land sales recently?
I actually did. One of my clients over in Indiana called, and it was an interesting conversation because of the fact that he had a banker who contacted him and said, you know, there's this land coming up for sale. If you're going to it, I'll lend you any amount of money that you want, I will give you a loan for. And my client said, well, I'm not even going to go to the sale because I just don't think it makes any common sense to be spending the kind of money that it's probably going to bring. And the banker said, well, I really appreciate your business sense. And so I think that's interesting in itself. But that tract of land, it was like 211.5 acres, brought $2.75 million or $13,000 an acre. When he wrote me, he just wrote, yikes. When he told me what it was, and I wrote back, double yikes. I really hope that whoever bought this has a good hedge program in place for 2014 corn and beans.
If not, I have a phone number they can call.
That's right.
Or a whole bunch of them.
That's right.
Just give
That's
me a call.
Exactly
I'll let
the
you
truth.
Know.
Any of us.
Just let me know. Hey, outside markets in general, anything coming out of, I don't know, the Federal Reserve, other places?
Well, we do have Federal Reserve meeting notes out tonight that always have an impact. You know, it was interesting today. We saw that, you know, we saw the Dow Jones index hit a brand new high. We did not see the Dow Jones futures do that, which is kind of interesting because normally they pretty much mirror each other. But, you know, there's that talk out there that they may start to taper down the bond buying. And, of course, we did see the dollar take a bounce on some short covering with the idea that that might be happening. But when Mr. Bernanke talked last night, he certainly gave no hint as to what direction it was going to take. So, you know, I guess we'll find out more tonight once the meeting notes are released.
Other things in the outside markets, China's doing some interesting things, not with agricultural policy, but those that have to deal with agricultural policy, certainly.
Well, that's true. And you know, they just came out and they said now that they're instead of this one-child policy that they've had since the 70s, they are going to allow people to have two children if one or both of the parents are only children. And, you know, what that says to me is eventually, of course, this will just begin now, but eventually there's going to be more demand because the population is going to grow again. And so I think they've come to realize the limitations they've had with this one-child policy and especially the boy-only policy. You do need a girl to make more people, and it's just not working out. They have an extremely old population, and they're going to have to do something about it. So this isn't a surprise. It looks like it's been coming for quite a while. And the labor camps supposedly are going to be eliminated, too. So that should be something interesting to see.
Let's turn your attention directly to the futures markets and what's really been happening there. December options expire Friday.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, so when we look at the markets tomorrow and Friday both, we'll be looking to see which options will probably likely be hung. I would think if you look at the Decembers right now, it's probably going to be the 420s or somewhere in that neighborhood, unless we have a really lusty day tomorrow. And, you know, that the same thing, you know, over in the wheat contract. You know, when I say hung, it means if you're holding a put and the market closes below the strike price of your put, it means that you have the equivalent of a futures contract if you have not gotten out. You will be assigned a futures contract. If you have a call and the market closes above the strike price of your call, you too will have a futures, but it will be a long futures. And so it usually gives us some direction or some feeling as to what the market is thinking. You know, if they're going to hang the puts, usually it means that it's a rather bearish-looking market in general. And so we'll just see once what happens. But that'll be another thing to get behind us.
In the corn in particular, anything that you see in way of ranges or what's been happening fundamentally?
Well, when you look at, well, I guess if you go back to fundamentally, you have to talk about China, you know, China's cancellation of one of the loads because of a non-GMO type. I call cancellations price negotiation.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at March, I think that we could have a range that could be 40 higher or 40 lower than where we are. So that gives us 465 down to 385. Dece, I think, 4 to 5 until we know what acres are actually at. Interesting down in South America, Brazil has all of its full-season corn planted, but they haven't been buying any inputs for safrinha corn. And, you know, that's their double-crop corn. So the question still remains, will they actually do double-crop beans for the first time in years and years and years? You know, and so, you know, as you move into the bean market, now there's an interesting market. When you looked at Monday's inspections, were fantastic, 87.8 million. We've got farmer selling going on. The big question in my mind, if we can't get some good movement, and we'll be looking to see what export sales are tomorrow, in the futures market, then I've got to start wondering, you know, are the exporters feeling comfortable that they've got enough grain secured until South America starts to come on, and will we begin to see these cancellations? You know, these are all like shades of the late 90s when we start to see cancellations coming in. You know, it's in other words, I paid you too much, now I want to cancel, and then I'll see if I can renegotiate a lower price. And so the other big thing with beans, Todd, is Argentina right now. Argentina is talking about doing some changes on their currency, and they've got about what's estimated to be 400 to 500 million bushels of old beans in stock that could possibly come to market. You know, I think it's interesting, and all of us should be listening to this or paying attention to this closely. Argentina actually has a black market for the U.S. dollar. The exchange rate is 35% to 50% higher than the actual exchange rate. And why would they be willing to spend that money? It was because of the crisis that happened there in 2002. And it's getting more hot. They trade in caves is what they call them, on the street. And, you know, so you know that if this rate for the U.S. dollar is getting higher and higher down there like it is right now, there's fear as to what's going to happen within their, you know, within their own economy. So I think we have to be very prepared, especially if you're sitting on old crop beans and you're counting on new crop beans. Boy, I'll tell you what, a glut of beans coming from Argentina at a cheap price would not be a good thing for us.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. That's Jackie Vakes. She's with Stuart Peterson. Joins us here on the Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report. Dave Dickey will be here in a moment to take a look at the agricultural news.